Mobile.
There is Zulu Mobile listening.
4AQ.
Kevin N3SC. Good morning. Just leaving the doctor to go to see the eye doctor. So this is an old man's fancy. How about yourself? Over.
What is your call again?
It's a November 3 Sierra Zulu, and the name is Jim, and I got yours as Kilo 4 India Quebec. I called November 3 Sierra Zulu, the name is Jim, I got your call as Kilo 4 India Quebec. Over. Sierra Zulu, nothing hurt.
N3SZ, N4IQ.
This is November 3, Sierra Zulu. Try it again, over.
And it's November 4, Italy, Quebec. Do you hear me now?
Fine business. You're loud and clear. Maybe a little bit pushing the audio a little bit harder than need be. And I've had that complaint on mine from time to time. How's this sound, over?
You got plenty of audio. Coming in good. And where are you located, over?
Right now, I'm at, gee whiz, I'm on Pelham Road at Toscano Court, which tells you absolutely nothing. I'm coming up to the little shopping center where the Walmart is, over.
Okay, you're not too far from the Michelin building and the interstate?
That's probably a couple of miles, 2.5 miles from there.
Okay, yes. All right. You're just a little scratchy at first, but that could be me because over here, certain locations near Simpsonville, 6-1 does not come in all that great. But I hear you just fine. I apologize for disappearing. I hit the wrong button, and while I was driving, I couldn't find out what I did.
You, as someone with 3/4 of a century experience in pushing buttons, hitting the wrong one goes up more and more the older you get.
Yeah, right. I agree. We're probably about the same age. I'm 76. And, oh, my goodness. You're talking about your eye problems. My wife and I will both be over at the retina specialist tomorrow.
Back down to the back of the eyeball, it lasted pretty good, so I hope you're not having worse problems than that.
Yeah, same problem. I had torn retinas multiple times in both eyes. They tack welded, and that was 24 years ago. So I've been seeing the same guy here for the last 24 years. But this is other problems. You talk about an eye problem, I've got it. But the good thing about it, I can still see and I can drive. Anyway, that's what I say. I understand what you're talking about.
Yes, and two weeks ago, on the 14th, when I was walking back into the house from getting my mail, and all of a sudden everything started looking woozy and funny, and it turned out that I'd had some sort of microvascular incident with the fourth cranial nerve and paralyzed one of the muscles in my left eye, and it's not getting any better, so I'm going to see the optometrist this morning to get that measured, and we'll see if it improves over time.
I sure hope it does. Tell you, having bad things go wrong with your eyes just is no fun at all. I mean, it's just amazing how dependent you're on your eyesight. My wife and I both go in now and get shots in our eyes. And the doctor had extended the injections for me to 8 weeks. Well, that's too long because last week I started having problems. The quickest they could get me in there was like in 10 days, which is tomorrow. So we'll see what he says. I think he thought I was doing too good too fast. That's the problem.
They inject into your eyeball, with my condition, it turns out they may be able to inject Botox into one of the muscles back there, which is scary as heck anyway. Like, what do they do for you?
Well, I won't go into everything, but I got a lot of different things. But the main thing he's treating me for now is for the wet type of macular degeneration. It's not the dry like most old folk get. Mine's wet. But I believe the drug is Avastin. And actually, they used to, they still do. They use that for injecting in tumors. And then I think by accident they found out, hey, it works pretty good. People had the wet macular degeneration. Hey, this is helping them. So anyway, that's what they do with me. And then with my XYL, hers is diabetic retinopathy. And he uses a different type of drug in the eye. She's doing quite well. She's doing pretty good. Her eyesight's pretty good. But, you know, every day I get up, I can see pretty good. I'm just grateful. I mean, you know, 30, 40 years ago, they didn't have the drugs.
I was lucky, due to the advances in time, and suffer a little bit from the ravages of time. I have finally arrived at my next appointment, and I'm running a little bit late, so I'm going to sign off here. I never did get your name, but I bet it's a good one. And my name here is Jim, and my normal QTH is in Greer, over at a place called Griffith Farm. Hope you have a good rest of the day, and I hope I do too. So N4IQ, this is November 3, Sierra Zulu, listening for your call.
Okay, Jim, I won't hold you long. The name here is Bill, B-I-L-L, and it's really a hard one to remember. And I've got a twin brother. His name is Phil, P-H-I-L. Oh, that caused some problems over the years. They sound so much alike. I don't know why they ever did that, but I guess there's a reason. But I live out in Greenville County. I'm not too far from Simpsonville, by a billing address in Simpsonville. Anyway, you have a great day. I hope everything goes well for you. Once I get back, I'll owe my dog a nice long walk, and then I guess I'll probably get something to eat. You take care. Good luck with your eyes. N4SZ, N4IQ. Excuse me, N3SZ, N4IQ.